I understand we're making a correction to this bill, and we're trying to capture some people that are could be left out, and that is a good concern for us. Who's overseeing this correction? Are these the same people that had made the problem that we're trying to correct?
This would be the Board of MHIP working with Care First, who is the TPA, third-party administrator for MHIP. So they would be working to implement this.
Okay, and this board, that's Secretary Sharfstein heads this board, correct?
He is on the board.
He's on the board. Okay. And I'm trying to, you know, I noticed in the Senate hearing and on this that the bill was submitted by the lieutenant governor. Is he on that board, or is he making decisions on this or helping to correct the problem?
Well, it was submitted by the administration. The lieutenant governor did testify on the bill. He is not on the MHIP board.
Okay. I guess what I'm trying to do is I've been trying to ask questions on this bill, and Secretary Sharfstein did get back to me. He's a good man. He did say that he didn't know. And so I'm trying to find out who's ultimately responsible. And I can go over the questions I was asking of him and the concerns that I had. I don't know if you have...
Are you saying who is responsible for what exactly, Delegate?
Who's responsible for all these many mistakes, and now we're going back to try to correct one of them? Are we going to keep doing this? I mean, there's been other things that have happened in here, and I don't want to put a subject to everyone to me listing them, but I could. I have them, but... how are we going to be confident these mistakes are not continually made? It seems like we've had a good, you know, dozen of them. Shouldn't we try to do something else in how this is trying to be implemented?
Sure, sure. So that you know, the Health and Government Operations Committee is working with the Senate Finance Committee for an oversight process during this session. We should probably be rolling something out, letting everyone know of that process by the end of next week or the beginning of the week thereafter. I think it's very important that we engage not only the administration but those who are working on the exchange to have a full understanding of what the problems are, what are the remedies to those problems, and the time frame to fix those problems. So we will be working jointly with the Senate Finance to get those answers. The reason why we want to do something jointly rather than independently, the same individuals that would come to testify before us, they're the very people that are working to fix the system. So they have to be really concentrating on the issue at hand. We do want them to come down and to inform us from time to time. But what's so important, I think everybody agrees with this, is that we want a fully functional exchange so that the citizens of Maryland can take full advantage of it.
Absolutely. And I'll leave it to others to ask questions about some specifics in this bill. But going to your point, it's nice we'll be included in the process. You mentioned the Senate Finance Committee. Now, the Senate Finance Committee voted on this bill, and all they had before them was a synopsis of the federal audit. Now, the federal government's been doing monthly audits since 2012 and into 2013. But this particular audit, it's about, I noticed the Washington Post said it's 1,000 pages, and no one here has seen this. In fact, the Washington Post had to do a Public Information Act to get their hands on it. Now they have it. I would like us to be able to see that. And is there some way you can assure us? I mean, that was done by Barry Dunn. There's also other papers and reports and memos that were done by McKinsey and Optum, and these generated reports, and these are not available. And I'd like to know why and how soon we could have those.
So it is my understanding that the Attorney General's office is currently reviewing those reports. There's obviously proprietary information that they're reviewing, as well as security information that they may want to redact. It's my understanding that those reports should be due out within the next week or so. But again, for purposes of this floor debate, We're on Senate Bill 134, which deals with the Maryland Health Insurance Plan.
And I do understand the single subject rule. I do believe this does involve it in the sense that how many times do we get to hear one of the corrections to this bill? Most of the other corrections were handled outside of here. I think it is a good time for us to kind of try to understand this bill, not just this bill, but the exchange itself. This is one of those corrections. I mean, every time they come to say that we violate the single subject rule by not asking about how this is happening, because we've had so many mistakes, this is not the first one.
Well, there will be a process for that, Delegate.
Yes.
And as I had indicated a couple minutes ago, the Health and Government Operations Committee, together with the Senate Finance Committee, will be reviewing the information.
All right. So we will have these audits in our hands in about a week or so.
That's my understanding.
Is there anything, once it comes, that can be done, that we have a chance on this floor to go over anything? Or
well, I think what we're going to be, obviously you can submit a bill anytime, but we are working on that process, as I had indicated, to make sure that the system is fully functional and that any information that's forthcoming, that there will be an opportunity to review it through this work group.
And if you want to
take part in that, certainly
I'd be happy to, and I thank you for that very much. I guess I would like to ask you, sir, that these audits and things be more readily available to people, because our time here is short, and I think it's a little frustrating that people are voting on things, not understanding what the problems were. It's my understanding, according to one of the audits that go back a while, that the governor was warned it was too soon to put this out there, that corrections needed to take place. And he went ahead with it anyway. We're just finding out more about this now, and I can refer to that if you'd like. But, I mean, I guess I appreciate your answer. I appreciate that we'll be made part of the process. People should not have to file public information acts to get documents that should be transparent and open to all of us. And I thank you so much.
Thank you.